Global markets have turned negative, and that's despite good news coming out of the trade talks between the United States and China at the close of last week. The all-share index didn't escape the downturn, with the all-share index closing down 0.6% at 55,219 index points. Most counters were down, although gold counters bucked the trend up 1.9% on the day. The local currency is steady against the US dollar, trading around 14.81. As against the euro, the rand is trading around 16.32 and is about 0.4% firmer vis-a-vis the British pound at 18.64. Well, to tell us what's been happening on the markets, I'm joined in studio by Makwe Masilela. He's Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers. Thank you very much, sir.
Pleasure.
So we had that good news at the end of last week. The US and China, they seem to be on the right track. They've agreed a few things. Just tell us about, you know, what came out of that. What's important about that? And then, you know, on the other hand, why are markets down? We would have expected them to be up.
True. You know, and I think the market reacted on Friday because by then we didn't have the details. We just got a tweet, you know, from our main man, Donald Trump, saying, you know what, things are progressing well. I'm also going to be meeting the vice premier. So, you know, that got markets excited. But now when we came to the real thing, looking for details, I mean, we lacked clarity. It was just scant in the sense that, you know, as much as Donald Trump sees that as a phase one of a deal, it becomes interesting that the likes of China, they don't even refer to this whole thing as a deal, you know. So hence, most people say this as more of a temporary truce, more than anything. And the reason maybe we're saying temporary, remember, this thing has been going on for almost 18 months. And I think they've been meeting now. This is what, the 13th time. And every time they talk about, we're going to suspend X, Y, Z. So we're excited. And because tomorrow, the 15th, remember, there's that tariff from 25 was supposed to move to 30 on almost 250 billion worth of goods. So for the fact that they said that will be suspended, and then China, currently I think they're buying almost 20 billion worth of agricultural products from the US. They said they will increase that to 40, to between 40 and 50 billion. So, you know, those are just nice, smaller kind of things, you know. But now the real issues, you know, which are very tricky, you know, I mean, people are complaining about intellectual property.
Yeah.
I mean, that's massive, you know. People are talking about the technology transfer, you know, that you are forced to do that. You know, we saw even late last week the Chinese Financial Services Sector Commission saying, listen, they're going to start opening up come 2020 when it comes to ownership of financial firms. You know, it's important, but like I'm saying, those are smaller kind of issues. The real thing, you know, which are tricky issues, unfortunately, were not addressed. And also, there's also a rumor that China, before they can even sign, you know, they might want to have another meeting. And it becomes interesting when you start looking at China's taking a more of a hard line, unlike the past 4 or 5 months. What is, because they think maybe the impeachment thing will succeed, or maybe Donald Trump will lose the election come next year in November, because now it's more of a real tit for tat, especially when it comes to comments. So markets are just worried that, listen, yes, we had a high hopes, you know, we've been disappointed because we don't have much of a clarity.
Yes,
and I think that's why we, after maybe markets going up on Friday, now reality kicks in, you know. That was more of a knee-jerk reaction. So markets are really digesting the story and say, listen, there's nothing here.
Okay, so on a day like this where markets are not doing so fab, what's the story on the commodity prices front and emerging market currencies?
You know, also we had a problem. Remember, China this morning came with worse than expected September custom numbers. Their exports, their imports have been down, and even the ones coming from the US, they were down almost 10%. So now, knowing China, that it's a major commodity user, so the minute you see and get a confirmation that the economy is continuing to struggle, and remember, that's a built up after we got disappointing PM numbers. So now we'll see the likes of resources, in our case, were down over 1.7%, because now it tells you that really, if that economy is struggling, and then even after getting that lousy comment or mini deal, whatever it is, so chances are this world economies, they still have a very long way to get out of the hoods. So hence we saw that it going down. So the likes of gold, I think they were the only ones who were shining. And mainly because now at some point people were moving away, you know, from safe haven. There was no need. It was more of a risk on trade. So now people are back to gold as a safe haven, given what is happening with call it the mini deal, whatever it is, or a temporary truce, and for the fact that now people stocks are going down, so people will always go back to gold. Hence, we see the likes of gold going up. Also, what was interesting as well, we saw palladium as well reaching in another record high, and I think maybe that explains why some of our platinum Qantas did very well. I think it's more at the back of that.
Obviously, these trade war headlines seem to just be seizing the day most days, but obviously the markets will want to look to fundamentals. The US markets will begin to digest company results from tomorrow. What's the expectation?
You know, nothing much. It's just that it's a question of the companies might come out with good earnings, but not because those are good earnings. It's more a question of we have set the bar low. You know, our expectations, I mean, over a period of time, given what is happening with the economy. So even your expectation when it comes to earnings. So I think one has to be careful.
Even in the United States?
As well, you know, because there's a direct impact, you know, especially when it comes to what has been happening to the economy. I mean, just take their PM numbers, whether it's manufacturing or non-manufacturing. And the U.S., I think, is 80% driven by non-manufacturing, which is services.
Yeah.
It shows you that even though it's above 50, but it's been coming down, you know. Manufacturing is even worse. So no one is escaping all these things. So our expectations are not that high, and chances are we'll still see some good news coming out of the earnings, and markets will get excited again. But what you said is so important, that we're at the point where markets are driven by political issues more than economic issues.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing with political issues, you cannot pin it down to a real deadline. You cannot pin it down to a real cause. Unlike economic issues, when they say there's unemployment, then you know that you need to do X, Y, Z to manage to decrease that unemployment. So it becomes very tricky for markets. And I think
you're chasing a wind.
Exactly. You know, it's more of political issues more than real issues, which are fundamentals of companies.
Makwe, President Cyril Ramaphosa is out in the UK trying to sell South Africa as an investable destination. How are we looking? I mean, we have a lot of information to digest this month. We're going to get, you know, a roadmap around what's going to happen with Eskom and, of course, the midterm budget as well.
Yeah, sure. And I think Wednesday, they're tabling that integrated research, resources plan, which is important.
Yes.
Because we're looking more at our long-term energy issues.
Yeah.
I think it's critical. But yeah, you are right. You know, we need to know who's the new CEO. But the guy, I think, is doing well. You know, he managed to set the tone, with his weekly Twitter, you know, that, listen, we've got a very long way to go. We need to make structural changes as soon as yesterday if we want to make sure that we attract that 1.2 trillion. And so far, telling us that, hey, we're talking to potential partners when it comes to SAA. You know, that's positive because it's part of their state-owned enterprises, and that's the company that just got 5.5 billion and they're looking for more. So we know the likes of Ethiopian Airways are interested in that. So it's more of a real thing that, you know, they're talking to real issues. But hey, it's not surprising. The guy just got out of a meeting with his presidential economic advisory council. And I think those are the real things that were discussed. So far, so good, I should say.
And then the last issue, we're very thin on data this week that can or could move the markets. But I suppose the August retail number, which is coming out on Wednesday, that's going to be quite important in terms of giving us a view of the South African consumer.
By all means, given that our economy, I mean, 62% thereof depends on consumer demand, and retail sales continues to be a very important component when it comes to that. But after getting almost 2% for the July number, I don't think we should expect anything more than 2%. I mean, consumers are struggling. You check the consumer confidence index is not looking okay. We check out what is being happening with the mining and manufacturing sector. So I don't think, you know, we'll be having any number above 2%. But yeah, sure, it will just give us an indication that, yeah, we still have a very long way to go as consumers.
Makwe Masilela, he's the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers.